All right, welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And today is January 28th, 2008. Of course, I am your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RoeGovernment.com. And before I came on air, I saw the State of the Disunion speech going on, and man, what a horror show that is. And it's still going on right now. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I literally thought, like, I was watching some sort of cartoon up there. It didn't even look real. I mean, you got all these people cheering for George Bush, talking about how we have to fight the terrorists, and how we have to fight this fictitious organization that doesn't exist. And you see him citing, oh, these Bin Laden videotapes as evidence that we have to fight the terrorists, and then citing all these other ridiculous so-called terror plots that weren't even real, saying how we have to fight terror and we have to get all the terrorists before they come over here and kill us. It's ridiculous. The man is completely insane. I was just waiting for somebody just to yell at George Bush and say, like what the hell are you talking about? You sound crazy. You sound insane. You need some help. I mean, I just wish somebody would just go in there, arrest Cheney and Bush, and just haul them off. But, of course, that's not going to happen because everybody in that whole building, they're all a bunch of criminals. They're all part of this New World Order system. And that's really what it's all about. And he's still talking. I can hear him in the background. I got my TV going on in our room. I can still hear him blabbering about more stuff. But literally, before I came on air, he spent, I'd say, 15 to 20 minutes just talking about Iraq, the war on terror, how we have to get them over there so they don't come over here. Meanwhile, our borders are wide open. He's talking about comprehensive immigration reform, a guest worker program. Oh, and he also said that the Summit of North Americas, that's going to be in New Orleans. Wow, isn't that wonderful? So they're going to further the North American Union agenda there later this year. I mean, the whole speech is just sick. I'm going to have to play the whole thing over again on a replay and just watch the entire thing, watch the last part of it. But man, what a horror show. What a horror show. So I'm going to get a little bit into that, what I thought about the State of the Disunion speech. And we also have a ton of news that we're going to get into. I have this clip from the History Channel basically admitting that the anthrax attacks that took place after the 9/11 attacks were an inside job. Yep, just admitted. The History Channel is even admitting it. Got lots of our news on the economy. Of course, the dollar index fell again today. Man, what else do we have? Some more news on this NSA snooping stuff. Big Brother news, chip news on the microchips, police state news. I mean, Bush is expanding network monitoring through a secret order. I mean, it's just madness. I mean, I don't even know how I can get through all this. The Bush-Cheney spy bill, of course, he was calling for that in the State of this Union speech to move forward on that agenda. It's literal madness. So we're going to try to get and go over all of this news that I have in front of me. It's just off the charts and it's insanity. Yeah, I'm just at a loss for words. So what we're going to do is on the other side, we're going to dive headfirst into all of this. So stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll get into all of it. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the show. And let me just get into this Bush State of the Disunion speech. I mean, as I was saying in the first segment, this thing was a horror show right from the beginning. He was talking about the economy, saying how, oh, my little tax cuts will solve everything. No, they won't. The system is the problem. The Federal Reserve is the problem. Until you address the Federal Reserve and you address the fact that they print money out of nothing, and you address this irrational foreign policy that we have around the world, you're not going to solve anything, George. I mean, it's crazy. So these tax cuts, these minuscule tax cuts, with what, this rebate check that they're pushing? Oh, that's going to solve everything. No, it's not. If you want to start solving some things, you go after the Federal Reserve, and you get rid of the IRS. That would be a real permanent tax cut, not all this mumbo-jumbo that keeps the system intact. The problem is the system. And he must have spent, like, I don't know, maybe like only a few minutes talking about the economy at the beginning of his speech, when that's really one of the major issues that's affecting the nation today. The economy is falling apart. We have a subprime mortgage crisis. The dollar is being devalued. He didn't even talk about the dollar. He's still trying to put a positive spin on the economy when everything is going to hell in a handbasket. And then, as I alluded to in the first segment, he spent 15 to 20 minutes talking about this war on terror, how it was so essential that we fight all these terrorists everywhere around the world, yet we have our border wide open, and we're letting these illegal aliens come in. It's absolutely insane. And they're just more warmongering with Iran. Look, the man is working for the New World Order. That's really the bottom line here. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about the American people. These people, this crime syndicate that has taken over our government, these people desperately want to merge all three nations into the North American Union, Canada, United States, and Mexico. They want to form global governments after they form these regional super states. They're trying to transform the United States military into a global militarized police force. And they use terrorism as the excuse for them to get their foothold in these different countries. This isn't that difficult to figure out. And it just amazes me that Bush has the guts to get up there and talk about these phony bin Laden tapes, these phony terror threats, and use those non-events as an excuse to have this war on terror, this perpetual war. It's literally disgusting. So the State of the Disunion speech was abysmal. And clearly, considering the crises that this nation finds itself in, you know, it's really hard to believe that we have a president that is up there acting in the fashion that he is. I think it's disgraceful, and it just shows you that our country is pretty much gone. We have a bunch of tyrants that are running things in Washington, D.C., and these people care not about the American people. A president that actually cared about the people would be getting on national TV day after day, talking to the American people. When was the last time Bush actually talked to the American people in a format like this? It's been quite some time. It's been quite some time. There's a reason for that. Because they know his approval rating is probably like around 10 to 20%, if not lower. I'm talking about the real approval percentages, not the polls they come out and they fudge the numbers. That man is a complete and total criminal, and he should have been impeached years ago. But look, the criminal establishment has kept him in there, and he's going to, at least it looks like, he's going to finish his term. It's unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. I'm just at a loss for words. Now I have to catch the last part of his speech. Not that I think I really missed too much. But what really made me sick was the fact that all these people were clapping and cheering. If I were in that building, I'd be booing. I would be booing. They'd have to escort me out. If I were one of those congressmen or senators, those empty suits. What a disgrace. And that's why what we have to do come the next elections, assuming we have them, is that we need to vote, I'd say, the majority of all these people out of there, with the exception of me, Ron Paul, and a handful of others. And Ron Paul is really the only one I could think of that I'd want back there. What was really ridiculous during the speech is that Bush actually talked about appointing judges that followed the Constitution. Well, since when has he followed the Constitution? Saying presidential directives that give him dictator powers over continuity of government. Abolishing Fourth Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights. I mean, the list goes on. The Patriot Act. I mean, these are unconstitutional directives, executive orders, legislation that he signed. And he's talking about how, oh, we have to appoint judges that follow the Constitution. When he doesn't follow the Constitution, the legislative branch doesn't follow the Constitution. I mean, did we declare war when we went after Saddam Hussein in Iraq? No, there was no declaration of war. The whole speech was a complete joke, and honestly, I didn't expect anything less. You know, it's pretty much what I expected, and what a horror show that was. And that's all I really have to say about that. Let's go on and cover some other news, because I could spend the whole hour just talking about that. You know, it was incredibly disgusting. But we have so much of our news to get to, I just can't spend an hour talking about the State of the Disunion speech without getting physically ill. So in light of that, we're going to move on. I have this clip here from the History Channel. And this clip here talks about the anthrax attacks that took place after 9/11. You may remember the anthrax that got mailed out to certain people in Washington, D.C. and a few others. Well, it turns out, according to this History Channel clip, and we knew this all along, that was an inside job, and that the anthrax actually came from within our own government. I mean, it didn't take a genius to figure that out. I mean, how many people have access to anthrax? Well, not too many unless you work inside the government. And so now we have this History Channel clip that's come out, and we have them admitting that the anthrax attacks were basically an inside job. So here's the clip from the History Channel.
Five would be dead, and thousands of others exposed to one of the deadliest bacteria known to man.
There are very few people who have the bench skills to make a product this good.
Federal investigators discovered clues to the perpetrator's identity encoded in the bacterium itself.
There are 89 different types of anthrax, but each one has its own kind of trail. This one led directly back to our own defense establishment.
Was the U.S. government hiding a terrorist inside America's biodefense community? Some say yes, and that the official government investigation was a sham.
The only people who know anything about the subject are also the suspects.
They're protecting this individual.
What we're dealing with here is an inside job with a real insider who has secrets that nobody wants to get out. It's going to be too humiliating, too embarrassing.
All the spores were sent for immediate forensic testing. By the 10th of October, the analysis of the spores was complete. The results were horrifying. The bacterium that killed Robert Stevens and eventually infected seven of his colleagues was identified as the Ames strain, a strain long favored by and under the near total control of the U.S. biodefense program.
All right, that's the clip. There you go, from the History Channel. But no, we're all crazy conspiracy theorists. Oh, no, the government would never do something like that. The government is good. They're here to help us. I mean, what sort of insane people would continue to rely upon the government to fix everything when they haven't fixed anything? They've just made things worse. Every single program that has been implemented in the 20th century has made things worse by the federal government. Oh, Social Security went where? Well, that went pretty well, didn't it? Yeah, that worked out really well. Now the whole Social Security system is broke. It won't be able to pay for it anymore. Well, gee, the welfare system worked out pretty well. Yeah, now we got more poor people. Oh, yeah, the Department of Education, there's another good one. Yep, that worked out really well. Now everybody's dumber. You see, this is what they do. They say they're going to solve a problem, and their solution makes the problem worse. It's very simple. This is not very hard to figure out. It's a pattern that's developed over the past 100 or so years with the United States government, if not longer. But no, the government would never hurt us. They're here to help us. Look, they hate you. They hate me. They hate people who think independently, they think outside the box. That's because we're a threat to them. That's why they're trying to put all this crap in our water. That's why they're trying to put all this crap in our food. That's why they're trying to kill us and poison us. I mean, this is very difficult to figure out. But you ask the average person on the street, and they'll look at you like you have 10 heads if you start talking about some of this stuff. And it's really unbelievable. I mean, this clip was from the History Channel. Direct from the History Channel, saying that the anthrax attacks were an inside job. And that the links of the anthrax go directly back to the Department of Defense. Simply amazing. So that clip is up on my website, roguegovernment.com, if you'd like to take a look at it. It's right up there. You know, just check it out and see it for yourself. And we have to break. More news and information on our side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, welcome back to the show. And I got so much more news to get into. It's going to be difficult to squeeze it all in, but we're going to try our best. Next thing I want to go over is this whole situation with fluoride. And there's this clip that I came across over the weekend, this local TV news report talking about how fluoride is bad for you. Now, that isn't anything that's new to the Patriot community. Obviously, fluoride, It's a chemical that when you ingest it, it does bad things to you. All right, I mean, it's not something that was meant to be put in the human body. Let's just say that. All right, you have Scientific American coming out with a report just recently saying that fluoride use is creating all sorts of dental problems, and they claim that the fluoride they put in the water is supposed to help keep everybody's teeth healthy and all that. And that's just a big lie. It's ridiculous. So you have Scientific American, you have all these different reports coming out questioning the use of fluoride, that there's all sorts of problems that are being discovered with the use of fluoride. Of course, it's meant to keep the populations docile. It's meant to dumb down the populations by putting this fluoride into the water supply. I mean, they did this to the Jews in the concentration camps. That's what the Nazis did. Worked out very well for them. And now they're just doing it to the American people. Isn't that just wonderful? That's why I highly recommend you get a water filter. You filter your water, and you drink only the filtered water. Because who knows what sort of crap they're putting in the water supply at this point, besides fluoride. I mean, who the hell knows? I mean, these people are crazy and then nuts. I mean, I don't know what these people are doing. But the one thing I do know is that fluoride being put in the water supply is not a good thing. And it should stop immediately. But of course, the agenda is to dumb down the American public. It's to keep us docile so we don't rebel against the tyranny. It's unbelievable. So I came across this clip. It's a local TV news clip. I'm not exactly sure what TV station it's from, but it goes into how fluoride is bad for us and all this other stuff. You just have to hear the clip. Let me just play it. Here is the clip on the fluoride situation. One second. Here we go. All right.
Water in Tennessee for more than 50 years, but never before has there been more talk than that fluoridating our water might be a bad idea and a health risk. Tonight, Dennis Ferrier has the latest developments on a story that impacts all of us.
Joey Hensley is a respected physician. He's also a Tennessee state lawmaker. He is now combining those two professions to make a very strong point.
We've been doing it 50 years, but just because we've been doing something 50 years doesn't necessarily mean that it's right.
Hensley's talking about something most of us don't even think about, fluoridating water. After much research, the doctor has sent out a letter to every water district in Tennessee asking them to stop fluoridating water. The evidence, he says, fluoride works better when you rub it on your teeth, not when you drink it. That fluoridation is medication added to water without your permission, and that's wrong. But most of all, because the National Research Council believes young children are getting 3 to 4 times the dose of fluoride as adults. And now the American Dental Association is telling mothers not to make baby formula with fluoridated water because of fear of dental fluorosis.
And that's big news, and that really hasn't been publicized very much.
Health researcher Dan Stockin believes that this ADA warning about baby formula and fluoride is just the beginning.
The ramifications of this are so huge, I'm sure that the state health department hasn't quite figured it out yet. Because, see, once the door cracks, and it is now for what it does to teeth, the next group, one of the next groups that's going to start raising their hands and saying, what about us, is people who are on dialysis and people who have borderline kidney damage and impairment. Then there's all the people that have hypothyroidism.
Scientists like Nobel Prize winner Arvid Carlson and a large group of EPA scientists have called for the banning of fluoride because we don't know how much we're ingesting, so we don't know if we're being poisoned.
There are so many potential legal things about to happen that as a taxpayer, I think it would be really, really smart for the water districts and the Metro Nashville. Look, just if people want fluoride, let them use fluoridated toothpaste and spit it out. But don't go poisoning everyone. Don't continue this after everyone knows all this information now just because it's not convenient.
Now, Dr. Hensley has already had one response. Spring City in Ray County is going to stop fluoridating its water, and it is that simple. I mean, there's no law. It's all voluntary, Dan, so anyone can turn on the fluoride or turn it off.
Dennis, let's make sure we're clear on this. Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste, but it's actually a poison, right?
It sure is, and here's the quickest evidence. Go to your bathroom and pick up your toothpaste, and you'll see a warning that if a child swallows more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, call poison control.
Wow.
All right, that was the clip. Now, there you have it. They're talking on a mainstream local TV news channel, and actually it was the NBC affiliate, I believe, somewhere in Tennessee. It's Channel 4, wherever in Tennessee. I'll have to dig it up. But the bottom line, it's an NBC affiliate, local TV news station, and they're talking about how fluoride is bad for you, that it's actually a poison, that it shouldn't be ingested in such large amounts, and we don't even know how much they're putting into the supply. There's all sorts of questions about the use of fluoride in our water supply. I mean, it's right on the open. These people are stating 100% truths. Yet you talk to the average American about fluoride in the water, and you know, they probably think it's nutritious. It's unbelievable. I'll elaborate more on the story on the other side. We also got a ton of more news to get into, so stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back to the show, and on the previous segment, we had that clip from the local TV news station, the NBC affiliate down in Tennessee, and they ran the segment on how fluoride is horrible for you, you know, right on the open. And just to reiterate, I dug up the news release from Scientific American, and it reads as follows. This was released January 2nd, 2008. Second Thoughts About Fluoride reports Scientific American, and reads as follows. Some recent studies suggest that overconsumption of fluoride can raise the risk of disorders affecting teeth, bones, the brain, and the thyroid gland, reports Scientific American editors. Scientific attitudes toward fluoridation may be starting to shift, writes author Dan Fagan. Fluoride, the most consumed drug in the United States of America, is deliberately added to two-thirds of public water supplies, theoretically to reduce tooth decay, but with no scientifically valid evidence proving safety or effectiveness, says lawyer Paul Bieber, president of New York State Coalition Opposed to Fluoridation. Fagan, award-winning environmental reporter and director of New York University Science, Health, and Environmental Reporting Program, writes, "There is no universally accepted optimal level for daily intake of fluoride. Some researchers even wonder where the one, I can't read this scientific notation. I think it's 1 milligram per liter added into drinking water is too much, reports Fagan. I think that's it, milligram per liter. It's been a while since I looked at that stuff. But it goes on. After 3 years of scrutinizing hundreds of studies, a National Research Council committee concluded that fluoride can subtly alter androstenedione function, especially in the thyroid, the gland that produces hormones regulating growth and metabolism, reports Fagan. And then it goes on and on and on. And it cites these studies in China that have actually associated high fluoride exposures with lower IQ. I mean, it goes on and on. It basically says that fluoride damages your brain. It actually creates problems with your teeth. It doesn't actually reduce tooth decay, and all these other things they claim that it actually resolves. And it's a horrible, horrible poison. And yet we have people putting in our water supply. It's all designed to dumb people down. They also did a fluoride test on lab animals, and the test indicated that high fluoride exposure, according to the animal test, increased the risk of bone fracture. I mean, this is from Scientific American. This isn't some conspiracy website. And there's over 1,200 professionals who are actually urging Congress to cease water fluoridation. I mean, this is a big group of people here. So obviously, water fluoridation is an evil, evil thing, and it must be stopped. That's why I suggest you get a water filter. Filter your water that you drink, because the crap that they're putting in the water supply, it's meant to make you stupid. It's meant to cause all these health problems. It's all being done by design. Very, very evil plan these people have put into place. And they just do it with a big smile on their face. Simply amazing. I wish I had more time to cover that story, but we got so much other stuff to get to. Let's just go right down the list. What do we have here? Oh, gold and platinum hit record highs. Let's talk about the economy. From Reuters. Gold and platinum sailed to record highs on Monday, boosted by dollar weakness and a power crisis in major producer South Africa that derailed output. And apparently, in South Africa, they're having electrical problems down there, and they can't get electricity to the platinum producers, and that's creating a supply shortage. It goes on to say the rise in precious metals also pulled silver to a 27-year high. So you got gold at around $929 an ounce. You have silver starting to get up to around $17 an ounce. And this all has to do with the fact that the dollar is being devalued. The article goes on to say, markets are betting that the Fed will cut interest rates by as much as 50 basis points after the two-day policy meeting ending on Wednesday, following last week's hefty 75 basis point cut in a rare move between scheduled meetings. This is all designed to bring the economy down, and it's all designed to bring in a North American union. Because when they have an economic crisis, all of these people, the whole gaggle of criminals that you saw on the State of This Union speech that just aired a few minutes ago, all of these criminals are going to get on TV and say, oh, we have to have this North American union. We need to have this common currency, or we have to merge currencies. They'll come up with some plan. We need to do all of these things to resolve this horrible global depression that we have. We have to strengthen our economy by unifying the nations. And by our combined resources, we will be able to compete in the global economy. I guarantee you that that's what they're planning to do. Of course, they're going to continue to devalue the dollar more and more. I mean, this is the policy. And this whole Bush tax rebate thing and tax cuts and all this other crap that they're pushing down the pipe, it's going to do absolutely nothing to stimulate the economy. It's just the illusion. They just need to tell the people something. Oh, yeah, we got this $150 billion tax rebate program or whatever it is, $140 billion, $150 billion, somewhere around there. It doesn't really matter. That's besides the point. It's not going to stimulate the economy. If you really wanted to stimulate the economy, you'd abolish the income tax. You'd abolish the IRS. But you see, that gives them control over us, so they're not going to do that. So they give you the illusion of a change, the illusion of a solution. And that's all they're doing. Meanwhile, gold, platinum, precious metals are going through the roof. And that shows you that there's a lot of inflation in the market, that there is no longer any confidence in the value of the dollar. Dollar index is like around 75 now. All right, and it's going to go even lower if they cut interest rates again this week. They cut by 50 basis points. That's going to deal an even bigger blow to the value of the dollar. It's not looking good, folks. I'm sorry. You know, I wish it was, but it's not. And a devalued dollar is going to mean that your wages are going to buy less, your bank accounts are going to be worth less. And combine this with the subprime mortgage crisis that's spilling over into the regular mortgage market, it's going to allow them to consolidate all these banks. It's going to allow them to consolidate more and more wealth. It's allowing foreigners to come in and buy up all of our assets for pennies on the dollar. And that's exactly what's beginning to happen. They are selling out America. And Bush actually issued some executive order. I haven't had the chance to read it fully. But it has something to do with encouraging foreign investment within the United States. Oh, wow, this is such a wonderful thing that all these foreigners are coming in and buying up all our infrastructure. Thanks, George. That's just fantastic. And I'm sure that executive order encourages all of that activity. It's just it's beyond unbelievable. I'm so disgusted with it. But these are the criminals that are running everything in this country. Simply amazing. Let's go on to another story. EU plans to see economy blown away. It's from the London Telegraph. And let me read from it. Let me see here. All right, here it is. It was appropriate that just as our MPs were voting last week to hand over yet more of the power to run this country in EU treaty, the EU itself should be unveiling easily the most ambitious example yet of how it uses the powers we have already given away. The proposals for fighting climate change announced on Wednesday by an array of EU commissioners make Solon's five-year plans look like a model of practical politics. And then it goes on talking about this whole carbon credit system that they're going to be implementing over there. And this article basically it criticizes the whole plan and how the European Union is coming in there with this proposal to fight climate change with this carbon credit system and how it's going to create all sorts of issues. But that's the new plan. You actually heard Bush talk about in the State of this Union speech. He was talking about how, oh, we have to fight global warming. Well, the solution to fighting global warming, I mean, Al Gore's talked about it, you had Bono talk about it at the World Economic Forum. They think it's a wonderful thing. It's a carbon credit system in which businesses, people, and everybody else, they buy, sell, and trade carbon credits. It's a tax on life. It's a tax on life. And that's what these people are trying to implement. There's no exemption for human beings or animals in Senate Bill 2191, which lays the groundwork to implement this whole thing. There's no exemption for any of that. So literally, you could own a bunch of cows, and cow farts could be considered part of your carbon footprint if you own a farm. This is how insane it is getting. So, I mean, there you go. EU plans to see the economy blown away. That ties into the whole carbon credit system. Just unbelievable. I mean, they're setting up this control grid. This is their plan. Let me go on to another article. $3 ATM fees are coming. That's an article from ABC News. I mean, it's bad enough that we're paying like, what, $1 or $2 when we go to an ATM machine that isn't part of our banking system. It's not an official Bank of America ATM machine, so we have to pay the fee. Now, in some areas, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wachovia are going to be hitting non-customers for fees of $3 every time they withdraw cash from their ATM machines. It's just unbelievable. You know, they're squeezing us from every different direction you could possibly think of. All these credit card fees with withdrawing money that's over your balance, so they get you for fees there. I mean, it goes on and on. Now you got the $3 ATM fees. Just unbelievable. What else do we have here? Cash-strapped states resort to odd taxes. That's from the Associated Press. Ridiculous. I mean, just ridiculous, some of this stuff. I wish I had more time to cover all this. But they're talking about how they're taxing all these odd things. They talk again about this tax on cocaine. And they're actually trying to do that, if you can believe that. They're trying to tax drugs that are illegal. I mean, how can you possibly do that? How can you possibly enforce a tax on a substance that is illegal? But they want to do that as well. What, is somebody going to declare on their tax return that, yeah, I made $1 million selling cocaine? They're not going to do that. They have all these other weird taxes that they talk about. Just check up my article on roguegovernment.com. It's just insane. It's just the government scamming people with all these stupid taxes. We don't need all these taxes. We don't need the government to be spending all this money. That's why government needs to be as small as possible, because if it becomes big, it becomes corrupt, and then you have tyrants that seek the power within the government, and that's what we have now. And you saw those gaggle of criminals that were in that building during the State of the Disunion speech. Chinese shares sank 5% morning trade. That's an article from the China Daily. I mean, the global stock market isn't looking good. It doesn't matter what country you're in. What else do we have here? There's hints of Rudy Giuliani possibly dropping out. That's a report from the Los Angeles Times. And it says here, Rudy Giuliani appears to be pondering an end to his long pursuit of the Republican presidential nomination. In a meeting in the back of his chartered plane en route to St. Petersburg, Florida, a short while ago, the one-time, long-time GOP frontrunner told a small group of reporters, including the Times, Luis Ruegg, the winner of Florida, will win the nomination. And of course, he's predicting that he's going to win, but I don't think he is. I don't think he has any support. I think largely all the support was just a fictitious creation of the media. And so now there's hints that he may possibly drop out, which I think would be very good for the Ron Paul campaign. And in our story here, Ron Paul hopeful about Maine. And that's from the Boston Globe. And I guess Ron Paul is very enthusiastic for a good showing in Maine. And I think he could do well up in Maine. There's a lot of crazy gun-owning hillbillies up there, and I think they like Dr. Paul's message of freedom, liberty, and everything else. So I'm hopeful that he'll do well in Maine also, and I think he will. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Of course, Florida is the big one. That's tomorrow. Of course, he's trailing the polls. It's only like 3% of the vote. I think those numbers are skewed. I think he's got much more support. There's all sorts of Ron Paul meetup groups down there. A lot of grassroots support. So I'm kind of baffled at the poll results. But of course, the establishment media is just, I mean, they're just blacking Ron Paul out. They're just trying to ignore him after he had a strong finish in Nevada. And it looks like he may have actually won Louisiana. They still have to count those provisional ballots. Let me see what else we have here. Don't treat old and unhealthy, says doctors. This one's from the London Telegraph. Doctors are calling for NHS treatment to be withheld from patients who are too old or who lead unhealthy lives. Oh, so if you lead unhealthy lives, according to the government, oh, you can't be treated by universal health care. Wow, isn't that interesting? So much for this wonderful universal health care program. You see, they bring in these universal health care programs so they can more easily introduce their eugenics programs. That's really what this is all about. Plus, it allows them to have more control over your personal lives. So that's why I am firmly against a universal healthcare program. Plus, we just can't afford it. I mean, look over the United Kingdom. Their country's a total police state. Tyranny has gripped that nation. They have a universal healthcare program, but so what? I'd rather be dead than be enslaved and have universal healthcare. It's ridiculous. I mean, our country cannot afford universal health care. We have all these other programs that we can't afford. Yet people are saying, oh, no, we can afford universal health care. It's a right. You have Ted Kennedy, this moron. He's up there saying that it's a human right. It's a fundamental right. Health care is a fundamental right. I mean, it's insane. It's not, you don't have a right to health care, okay? You have a right to live your life as you see fit. You do not have a right or an entitlement to all these things that these people are saying you have a right or entitlement to. You have unalienable rights that are given to you by God. These people have it totally backwards. I mean, what's next? Okay, what? I have a right to an education. I have a right to an automobile. I have a right to a house, a right to an apartment. I mean, where's that? It's ridiculous. Let me see what else we have here. China's mobile network spy tools. It's an article from the American Free Press. Serious concerns were raised in Davos last week about the ability of the Chinese government to spy on the country's 500 million mobile phone users. The head of China's biggest mobile phone company, which has more than 300 million subscribers, stunned delegates by revealing that the company had unlimited access to the personal data of its customers and handed over to Chinese security officials when demanded. And there you go. I mean, this is the technological control grid. It is alive and well over in China, and it's here too. It's here too. So, well, anyway, we have to break, but we have one last segment up, and we'll get into more news. So stay tuned right here on RBN.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, last segment on the show. And just real quick, a word from one of RBN's sponsors, Blacklisted Herb. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in our countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it is important that you move quickly. Phone number is 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Got a little tongue-tied there. But anyway, let me get into some bizarre news before we end the program. Every day, I just have so much stuff to go over. It's frustrating because all these articles are so insane in their scope that they deserve like 30 minutes a piece of coverage. I'm not even kidding. But let's just go down the list. Let me try to get to as much of this stuff as I can. Bush orders NSA to snoop on the United States. That's from the UK Register. Not content with spying on our countries, the NSA will now turn on the United States' own government agencies thanks to a fresh directive from President George Bush. Under the new guidelines, the NSA and our intelligence agencies can bore into the internet networks of all their peers. The Bush administration pulled off this spy expansion by pointing to an increase in the number of cyber attacks directed against the United States, possibly from foreign nations. Unbelievable, and I wish I had more time to get into that. That's National Security Presidential Directive 54, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 23, and it was signed on January 8th, 2008. And apparently it's classified. So I looked for the actual text of it on the White House website. I could not find it. But, I mean, the Washington Post has done a report on it. I think the Baltimore Sun also did a report on this. So there you go. Bush orders NSA to snoop on the United States. Simply unbelievable. And I wish I had a half hour to cover that one. Let me see what else we have here. Chavez urges withdrawal from U.S. banks. That's from the Associated Press. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez urged his Latin American allies on Saturday to begin withdrawing billions of dollars in international reserves from United States banks, warning of a looming U.S. economic crisis. Now, I don't think this is really an attempt by Chavez to destroy the United States economy by withdrawing all these reserves. I just think it's self-preservation. Literally, our country doesn't have any money. We don't have any money. That's why these tax rebates by Bush are so comical. Because they're printing the money out of thin air and they're just giving it to us, which is going to further devalue the dollar. And, I mean, we have nothing backing any of our money. It's just our U.S. military that's going around the world enforcing the sale of oil for dollars. That's all it is. Besides that, the U.S. dollar has no value. And slowly the perception is that the U.S. dollar doesn't have any value. It's becoming worth less and less and less. What else do we have here? New York City school handcuffs a five-year-old. I'm not kidding. That's a Fox News report. Also, our reports on this one. They actually handcuffed a five-year-old kid. And he was taken to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation because he threw a temper tantrum in kindergarten. Complete and total madness. He also got the United Nations calling water a top priority. That's an Associated Press article, and I don't have time to get to that. They're talking about how water shortages are going to be at the top of the global agenda this year. Simply unbelievable. Anyway, I'm just out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll go over more news and information tomorrow. Take it easy.